Kentuckyfriendly.com. Kentuckiana is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Brent sent us a message. My friend James recently went to work for Amazon in new product development.
Wow.
And is the first person in our engineering class to land such a great job. He's super excited about
that's awesome.
The rest of us who are still waiting to find jobs are happy for him. But we wouldn't be true friends if we didn't set him up for a little phone tap to celebrate his good fortune, right?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome, James, to your phone tap.
Hello, this is James.
James, hi. It's Robert Hassenpepper. Pleased to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you. I'm sorry, do we know each other?
Well, not exactly there, James. We went to the same college, but I was a few years ahead of you. I'm actually calling because I have an idea.
An idea for what? I'm not really sure what you mean.
Well, I heard you're now working at Amazon, and I have an idea for a new invention that I think could end up changing the world.
That's great. Honestly, I don't really have that kind of authority. I haven't been here that long, and I'm just an assistant right now. So.
Well, hang on. Once you've heard this idea and take it to the people in charge, you're going to have all the authority you need.
Okay, I guess, go ahead and tell me what you've come up with, I guess.
Wonderful. It's a small device, a bit smaller than a deck of cards. You clip it to your belt, and what it'll do is beep. And every time someone tries to call you on your landline or your home phone and you're not there, there's even like a little screen that shows the number that's calling so you can call them back at a later time. Mm-hmm. Pretty innovative, wouldn't you say?
Honestly, that's exactly what a pager is.
I'm sorry, sir. You say a rager?
No. It's a pager, like a beeper. Those things that were really popular in the 90s, right before cell phones really hit. I mean, that's what you just described is like a pager. It's not a new technology.
Well, I don't necessarily know about that, but this device is meant to be used primarily with your home phone. So imagine this. You're out to dinner with your honey, right? And your boss tries to call you. You don't want to talk to your boss now. You want to talk to your honey. So you hear the beep and you see his number so you can call him back as soon as you get home or even ask maybe to use the restaurant's phone.
I totally get it. Why couldn't your boss just call you on the cell phone instead? He doesn't have to do that step anymore. The technology's not there. So he can even give me a text to tell you exactly what he needs. The idea of what you have right now has been done, and it's not even necessary anymore.
Well, you're speaking really fast to me, and you kind of lost me. Well, when you say cell phone, do you mean one of those phones that come in a little black backpack thing and you can plug into your car?
No. Look, who did you say that you were again?
Robert.
Because I don't know who you are or how you got my number. And I have a lot of work to do right now. I'm really busy.
So you're telling me you're not interested in my idea. Here's my struggle. How do I know that you won't just turn around and steal it and claim it for yourself
now?
You
can feel free to sue me if that ever happens, but I promise you that won't. No one, honestly, is going to steal your idea. It's already dead, so I'm sorry.
Well, James, you're passing up a great opportunity here. I felt like as an alumnus, I should pass this along to a fellow alumni. So maybe I'll just go into the business with your friend Brent and make my millions with him.
Is Brent the one that gave you my number? I mean, when was that? When did he do that?
Well, about the time he wrote the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show and set you up for a phone tap in honor of your new job there at Amazon.
I am sitting here like shaking my head at my desk, and I was like getting cold, nervous sweat.
Listen, I think I still may be onto something with the beeper thing. Maybe I could pitch your boss and see what we got. We'll make $1 million.
I think you should probably just stay with your day job right now, because that idea was terrible back in the 90s even.
Did he just told me to stick with my day job?
I think he did. He said, okay, radio boy, pat on the head.
Right. Why don't you just stick to calling random people? How about that?
You're really good at that.
All right. There you go. That's your phone tap.
It'll beep, and then you don't have to call them back.
Then you don't have to call them back. Yeah, that's stupid technology. It was stupid then.